An explosion inside a Shia mosque in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 30 people and wounded 100 others. It happened in the strategic city of Kunduz, close to the border with Tajikistan. It comes just 5 days after an explosion near a mosque in Kabul killed 13 people. A group affiliated to ISIL claimed responsibility. Let's speak now to Hashim Ahlabara. He's in northern Afghanistan in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. So, with an explosion like this, one fears, Hashim, usually, and tragically, the casualty toll rises quite quickly.
Indeed, Sami, and this explains the very tough challenges ahead for the Taliban since their takeover of Afghanistan. Now, eyewitnesses are talking about a suicide bomber who managed to get into a packed a mosque packed with worshippers, and he detonated himself, and this explains the high number of casualties. And people are saying they're expecting the number of the death toll to further climb later in the upcoming hours, because many of the injured are in a serious and critical condition. Akbar Khan is a crowded area in Kunduz, and the mosque is predominantly is a Shia Hazara mosque. Kunduz is one of the cities in the northern part of the country where you have different ethnic groups living together: the Tajiks, the Uzbeks, the Pashtuns, and the Hazara. Now, there's been no claim of responsibility so far, but the Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that the Taliban forces, the elite unit, is there sealing off the whole area and trying to figure out the circumstances of the blast, what happened exactly, and who was behind this. But this is something which is definitely going to put further strains on the Taliban, because they came to Afghanistan saying that our biggest asset is providing security. That is now being challenged by many groups operating in the country.
And Hashim, what do we know about this group that's being described as a group affiliated to ISIL that's claiming responsibility?
Well, what is happening is extraordinary now, Sami, in Afghanistan. ISK, or the Islamic State of Khorasan — Khorasan is the modern times name of this region, including Afghanistan — was established in 2015 at the very height of the Islamic State in the Levant, and it pledged allegiance to al-Baghdadi. And then it said that its own goal is to spread ISIL ideology in Afghanistan. It then found itself on a collision course with the Taliban, which was then vying for a bigger presence in Afghanistan. I was talking over the last few weeks here in Afghanistan, particularly in the capital, Kabul, with senior Taliban officials about ISK, and they said that they are adamant they want to eradicate ISK because they consider it to be an enemy, an existential threat for the Taliban. So from 2015, they've managed to set up themselves in different parts of the country, in Jalalabad, which is widely seen as the focal point or the stronghold of ISK, but also in the capital, Kabul, and also in different parts of the northern part of the country where I am now. Not far from here, there is a presence of different groups. I was planning a trip to Kunduz, but I was told a few hours ago that it's I really need to get a clearance from the Taliban to be able to move forward to those areas, because they say that one of the biggest concerns is that the presence of armed groups from the road in different parts from here all the way towards Kunduz. ISK now presents itself as the biggest challenge for the Taliban. Be able to crack down on the ISK. We have to wait and see, because what is happening now is that you have the forces of the Taliban stretched thin. In Kunduz, for example, the Taliban decided to move thousands of its fighters all the way on the border with Tajikistan because of this tension that has been building up there. And this gives us an idea about the challenges that the Taliban will be facing in different parts of the country.
And that was Hashim Ahlabarra there from Mazar-e-Sharif in Afghanistan.